The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue has a bye this week before visiting Illinois on October 13th. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Okay. Well, we're definitely have a week off this week, and we're going to try to get our guys healthy and as we possibly can and refreshed both physically and mentally so that we can get ready for the second half of the season. I think our guys have worked hard to this point. We've definitely had some bad moments and some good moments, which is part of football, but hopefully we're learning and getting better as we go, and that's the most important thing, and we'll give our young guys a lot of work this week in practice and kind of start back up full speed on Sunday, getting ready for our next opponent, which will be Illinois.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, fall on 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Matthew Stevens, goldenblight.com.
Jeff, how are we doing?
Very good, and you?
Not bad. Two-part question. One, I'm curious how you guys are evaluating yourselves and how you're doing in the red zone. And two, how do you go about self-scouting yourself during this bye week, like coaches always talk about?
Well, we kind of try to constantly do that after every game, evaluate what tendencies we have, what things are showing up more so than others. And, you know, we think we have enough in the package that we can change up things each and every week, at least to a certain degree, and not get where we're being too predictable. But that's important to make sure that we're not doing that. And, you know, at the same time, you know, we don't want to get too robotic and go too much by the numbers. We want to, I think for us, with where we're at, we're better on both sides of the ball and special teams when we play aggressive, and that we take a few more chances than maybe we would normally do. And hopefully some of those, a few more of those work than don't, and our players can feed off of it. So this week, we're definitely going back and looking more at exactly what we've done. And how to get better at it. But it's kind of an every week thing for us.
And in terms of the red zone, just are you happy with the amount of chances you're getting, or are you more frustrated with the touchdown percentage?
Well, I think we start off the year bad in that category. I think we have gotten better the last couple weeks. So that's been better, I think, once we've gotten in the scoring zone. And once again, I think it's probably been because I've been more aggressive as a play caller and took a few more chances. So we've gotten points a lot more so than we did early in the season. We've gotten some touchdowns too, more so than before. So, we're a decent football team, but when we, you know, try to run the ball too much, especially as we get in tight, we had some problems early on. So we just kind of opened up the book a little bit and been a little more aggressive. And I think that's helped us improve the last couple weeks.
Thanks, Jeff.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to, if you had an update on Cole Herdman and Jacob Thieneman coming out of the Nebraska game from an injury standpoint.
Cole Herdman just kind of had multiple stingers, and we're going to try to just get him relaxed down and give him plenty of time off this week to try to get back healthy. I think Thieneman should be okay. I think at this point he pretty much already is, but we'll make sure we take it easy on him as well this week. But hopefully, I'm for sure Thieneman will be back for the next game. Cole Herdman, we'll see, but I'm optimistic, but we're going to definitely give him plenty of rest this week.
And I wanted to ask you, you've done pretty well third down efficiency-wise this year. And how much is having David being a mobile quarterback helping you guys produce some pretty good numbers on third down?
Well, I think a lot of things have helped. You're exactly right. David's ability to improvise and make some plays with his feet when things have broken down have helped us improve the third down efficiency. You know, what we've gotten – last couple games is a lot of teams playing coverage, a lot of teams even in their zone coverage running with our guys and leaving their zones just to make sure guys are covered. And there's been a lot of room to run. So David has kind of recognized that, and when he's seen that and when he's felt that it was man coverage, and our guys were covered pretty good. You know, he has done a good job of finding a way to get through the initial line and get a lot of yards. So I think, you know, being a little more aggressive and him knowing, hey, this thing is not open or it's not the way I wanted to picture this thing happening and there's room underneath to run, he's taken advantage of it. And it has helped us definitely on third down.
And if you would afford me one more question, because I know you really enjoy my question. Just the idea of giving the game ball to Tyler Trent, did that come from you? Did that come from somebody else? And just how all that unfolded over the weekend?
Well, no, it came from me. I think, you know, it's been a little bit of an emotional week the past week with everything that's happened with Tyler, and he's close to our program and close to the university. And, you know, after a big win, we tried to reach out to him just by, you know, mentioning him first when I got on the podium. And then, you know, really on the plane ride home, I was shown a picture of someone with Tyler watching the game. And, you know, he looked in good spirits, but I've seen him look better. So, you know, there was concern, like there is on all of our team's behalf, for his health and well-being. So, you know, it was a little emotional looking at that, and we wanted to just somehow reach out as well as we could right off the bat and thank him for, you know, all his support and everything he's done and everything he's been through and going through, and let him know that, you know, we're here for him, and, you know, all of us are thinking about him and praying for him, and that'll be a constant thing. I know, you know, it's a tough time right now for him, and, you know, I can't sit here and say the future is extremely bright. I think he's got some hard times he's got to go through, and we all want to be there for him. So our players did a great job going up there Sunday to deliver the game ball, speaking to him. It was an emotional time for him, and you know, they prayed together, and I think it was beneficial for Tyler and his family and for all of us, really, and we're hoping for the best for him, and we'll be in constant communication with him.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.